بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على خاتم النبيين وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين، أما بعد، فنواصل بإذن
بسم الله
الله
الرحمن
تعالى
الرحيم.
شرح كتاب التحفة العراقية
We pick up where we left off
في أعمال
last week
القلبية
in
لشيخ الإسلام ابن تيمية
التحفة
رحمه
العراقية
الله
from
تعالى.
Sheikh ابن تيمية.
المؤلف رحمه الله
The author
تكلم في فيما قرأناه في الدرس الماضي عن ترابط
spoke at
بين
where we stopped last week
العلم والعمل،
about the
أو
link
بين
between
الظاهر
faith
والباطن.
and work.
فقال إن الإنسان إذا عمل
between knowledge
بما
and work.
يعلمه، إذا عمل بما يعلمه
Saying if
وأطاع
a
الله
man
سبحانه
worked
وتعالى،
and
فإن
his
الله
work
تعالى
was in the framework of his knowledge,
الهداية في القلب،
then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will increase, help him and guide him towards the best knowledge to increase his work into the best way and level. If man stayed on the straight line and straight path towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will fix his heart for him, purify his heart for him. Just like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the ayah in the Quran, those who worked towards the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, those Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increased their knowledge and increased the light in their heart and increased and eased the path that they're taking towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for them. Also, in the ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, and if mankind worked to what satisfies and pleases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah would have helped them, guided them, and fixed their deeds and works for them. And these ayahs, among other ayahs in the Quran, tells us and indicates to us that, like the, as the author says, that the more you work towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to your God, your Creator, the harder you look for his path, the more Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make your path easy, and the more Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you and provide you with light and knowledge to find your path. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also in the Quran says, those who know that they transgress, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shields their hearts from the light and keep them on their stray path. The more stubborn they are toward doing the right, following the right path that they know and they see, the more they stray away, the more Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will shield their heart from the light. Ibn Taymiyyah says also that when man follows his instincts, no matter how low his instincts take him, when man follows those instincts and break the laws of God, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's punishment for such a person is to make him blind from seeing the right thing anymore. For it is all the same for him. Following instincts is something that he does blindly anyways. So there is no need for his heart to be able to see the light. For a person like that, never condemns evilness when he sees it and when he encounters it, and never encourages good when he sees it and encounters it. So a person like that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keeps blind in the heart.
كما قال تعالى فلما زاغوا أزاغ الله
as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran so when they went astray Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala left their hearts astray
وقوله تعالى في قلوبهم مرض
and also Allah is saying in the Quran in their hearts is illness and disease and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increased that disease in their hearts so they already had existing illness in their heart illness here meaning stubbornness from following the right that they see fighting right and good all around them so in their heart is evil and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in their heart is illness and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increase that illness in their hearts
وقال تعالى وَأَقْسَمُوا بِاللَّهِ جَهْدَ أَيْمَانِ لَإِن جَاءَتْهُمْ آيَةٌ لَيُؤْمِنُنَّ
and in another ayah
قُلْ إِنَّمَا
the hypocrites and the kuffar swore to the people around them if we see a sign from God to tell us or indicate to us where God is and who God is then we swear that we will follow that God and obey that God and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the ayah after that don't they know that the signs are all around them and the people before them and the people they live with all saw these signs and they act blind and they walk turn their backs on it acting ignorant refusing to look and refusing to listen For the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came to them with numerous miracles that they saw with their own eyes and despite all of that they turned their backs on the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and they refused Allah's message the same with Jesus when he came with all the signs that the miracles that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him to show and demonstrate to the people the same with Moses Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala supplied him and provided him with miracles that they all saw and they challenged these messengers and these prophets and to show them miracles and when the messengers showed them the miracles they still refused and turned their backs also in the incident when the kuffar in Mecca told the messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam if Allah gives you all the treasures of earth and builds you a high castle and we see you climbing stairs all the way up to the seventh heaven and receive a book from your God and bring it down to us on those stairs coming all the way down to us and show us that book we still will not believe in you and we still will not follow you For the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم most famous supplications after prayers is he used to ask Allah to keep his heart in place in the light on the right path to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to keep that heart on that path and to prevent it from turning the other side. That famous supplication tells us that the heart is subject to change, to flipping, to moving from one state to the other. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in a hadith also says that the heart of the son of Adam or the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that the heart of the son of Adam is between two fingers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala turning it between his two fingers as he wishes and if we link this to the first part of the lesson then if this man carrying this heart if this man is a stubborn person refusing to follow the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala despite his knowledge then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will turn his heart away and keep that person and his heart away from righteousness and if this man is seeking the path of Allah and seeking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will increase light in this individual's heart and ease his path and make it very easy for that person to find and follow the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala
أراهم القمر مشكوكا فرقتين.
In Surah Al-Qamar, the Kuffar in Mecca asked the Messenger to split the moon in two. And when the Messenger asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to split the moon in two for him, both sides of the moon were far apart, one in the east and one in the west, at night in Mecca. And when the Kuffar saw that in Mecca, saw the two sides of the moon split and apart, they said, Muhammad performed magic on us. He's tricking us and tricking our eyes. Hours after that, when a tribe was heading towards Mecca, at night traveling into Mecca, and when they arrived hours after that miracle was performed, the kuffar of Mecca, the people of Mecca, asked this tribe, to tell them if they saw something strange in the night, and they told them that they saw the moon in two places.
التي يطلبونها إذا جاءت لا يؤمنون بها. قراءة الأخرى وما يشعركم، وبعدين عندها وقف وبعدها إيه؟ إنها إذا جاءت لا يؤمنون، يعني هنا إن بكسر الهمزة، فعلى قراءة الكسر تكون جزما بأنها إذا جاءت لا يؤمنون. إنها إذا جاءت لا يؤمنون ونقلب أفئدتهم وأبصارهم كما لم يؤمنوا به أول إيه؟ مرة ونذرهم في طغيانهم يعمهون.
And the Shaykh is going over the ayah in Surah Al-Baqarah where Ibn Taymiyyah reads the ayah. The ayah that says that how do you know the kuffar? How do you know that if the ayahs and the miracles that you're asking for, if they came, that you will turn your back and refuse them?
لا يؤمنون ويقلب الله أفئدتهم ماشي يعني يضلهم عن الحق ونذرهم في طغيانهم يعني ويتركهم الله تعالى
إن الله سبحانه وتعالى in the different ayahs in the Quran
في عمل
promising those قال people ولهذا قال those stubborn arrogant people سعيد that they will remain astray as long as they're refusing to follow what they know is right.
يقول هو وغيره من علماء السلف قالوا إن من ثواب الحسنة الحسنة بعدها.
Scholars, different scholars like Sa'id ibn Jubayr said that the reward of hasana, the reward of a virtue, is a virtue that comes after it. And the punishment of a sayyiha or an evil deed is an evil deed that comes after it. Meaning, when a person commits or when a person does something good, then one of Allah's reward for him is to make easy for him another something good to follow that good deed. And when somebody commits a sin or does something evil, then it's inevitable for evil to be followed by evil. For good deeds are all linked together. No evil can ever come out of good deeds. For example, when you come to the masjid to seek knowledge, to attend a lesson like this, you're looking for a hasana or a reward for coming to this lesson. And on top of that, when you come in and you see somebody, for example, who is in trouble in this masjid, and you listen to them, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward you for listening to your brother and helping your brother unload, for example, or if he needs something done and you are able to help him, then this good deed that brought you to this masjid brought you another good deed of helping your Muslim brother. As an example, and you saw a brother when you came to the masjid and you smiled in his face. Well, that smile is charity, and that smile is another good deed that is in your scale of deeds. And you saw a brother and you shook his hand, that handshake is a good deed as well. And when you say to your brother, or your brother says to you, assalamu alaikum, and then you reply, wa alaikum assalam, that's another hasan, another good deed. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala multiplies the good deeds one-fold, tenfold, twentyfold. Only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows. So all you wanted is to come to the masjid to seek the virtue and to seek the reward of attending and learning this type of science and learning you about your religion. So you came seeking that one virtue or that one or the fruit of this one good deed, and then you end up at the end of the day with tens or hundreds or thousands of virtues and hasanat that came linked to this hasana that brought you here in the first place. Also, on the other hand, evilness and bad deeds, one linked to the other and one pulls the other.
قال وقد ثبت في الصحيحين عن ابن مسعود رضي الله عنه عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم
also says
أنه قال عليكم بالصدق فإن
continues on a hadith by Ibn Mas'ud narrates the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم said stick to honesty for honesty leads to the ultimate height of bir or goodness and virtue, and virtue and goodness leads to heaven. And the man continues to be honest and seek honest until Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala writes him down in his book as an honest man or an honest person. And beware of lying. And beware of lying. For lying leads to sin. Or lying leads to evilness. And evilness leads to the hellfire. And the man continues to lie and seek lies until Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala writes him down as a liar.
كلمة جامعة لكل خصال الخير. إذا هنا حسنة واحدة من الحسنات التي هي حسنة الصدق.
So the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم in this hadith to prove the point that we were establishing a little bit ago through a hadith. In this hadith we find that الصدق, which is one type of virtue, one type of a good deed, leads to good deeds or virtuity and leads to perfection in a Muslim person, and that state leads that person to heaven. And a person will be honest and continue to be honest and seek honesty until Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala writes him down as an honest person. So his honest deed led to an honest deed, led to seeking honest deeds, led to that person being honest, led to his ultimate goal of achieving heaven. And on the other hand, lying is a sin, and a person lies, continues to lie, seeks lies until Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala writes him down as a liar. So a good deed leads to good deeds, and evil deed leads to evil deeds. All is linked and all is the same in kind, and no evil comes out of good, and no evil will come as a result of good.
بعد ذلك يعني انتقل من خلال هذا الحديث إلى الكلام عن الصدق ومنزلته في الدين. الصدق هو عمل إيه؟ من أعمال القلوب. فلما جاء يعني هنا من شرط الكلام عن الصدق وأنه يهدي إلى البر.
And honesty is a deed of the heart, as we know from the lesson last week in the first lecture. That this book Ibn Taymiyyah wrote about the deeds of the heart and the work of the heart. Honesty is a deed of the heart, and it's a work of the heart.
وما كان يتعلق بمعاملة الناس يعني الصدق له جانب يتعلق بمعاملة الناس.
So honesty divided into two. Honesty in dealing with people, the outer type of honesty, and that is covered under ethics. And honesty that comes from the heart and is motivated by the heart is the work of the heart.
في نفس الوقت هو خلق الفاضل من التحلى المسلم ويميز المؤمن عن المنافق. قال فأخبر النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أن الصدق أصل يستلزم البر وأن الكذب يستلزم الفجور. الصدق يستلزم البر.
The Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم in this hadith
يلزم منه حصول البر.
Said,
وأن الكذب
or told us in this hadith يعني that honesty will lead to bir, and bir, like we said, is the ultimate state of virtue. And said that lying leads to sinfulness.
قال ولهذا كان بعض المشايخ إذا أمر بعض متبعيه بالتوبة وأحب ألا ينفره ويتعب قلبه. هنا في نصفة وأحب ألا ينفر ويتعب قلبه أو وأحب ألا ينفره.
In the ayah in the Quran, Allah سبحانه وتعالى says, the ones, the abrar, the ones who achieve that high, achieve the high level of virtuousness, are in paradise, and الفجار whom are the sinners, the sinful ones, the one who exaggerated in sinning, are in the hellfire. End of the ayah. And this is why a lot of the scholars, when they ask their students and the people they teach to, the general public, general people, if they ask them or if they wanted to order them and ask them and advise them, and guide them towards repentance. And when these scholars did not want to push away the people that they want to ask for repentance, they would order them to be honest and guide them toward honesty, rather than push them hard so they would, for some people, turn them off, if you will. For some people, get turned off when you guide them or attempt to guide them. So scholars and their methods, rather than act negative to these people or make these people feel negative about themselves, what they would do is they would advise them advise them to be honest, for they know that being honest will lead them to get out of the sinful path. Some scholars also said honesty is the swords of God, the sword of Allah on earth. Nothing that this sword is put on, it will cut. Anything that this sword is put on, it will cut.
يعني قول الله تعالى في الحديث القدسي يعني لئن سألني لأعطينه ولئن استعاذ بي لأعيذنه وكذا. فالإنسان يعني إذا صدق مع الله تعالى
For when man is honest with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's reward for that person is he will make his sight the sight of Allah, and he will hear what pleases Allah, and his legs will not walk anywhere except for places that will please Allah. And when he defends himself or when he attacks, he will attack with Allah's might, or Allah will give him a might that will enable him to defend himself or attack efficiently and be able to defeat anybody that will stand in his way physically.
القرن الثاني الهجري من علماء يعني القرن الثاني الهجري وعرف بالزهد
يوسف وكان يوسف بن أصباط
وكان من القراء
is a scholar and he was one of the readers of the Quran
وكان من أهل الشام
and he lived in Mesopotamia
من علماء القرن الثاني الهجري
and he is the scholars of the second century
ما صدق الله ما صدق الله عبد إلا صنع له ما صدق الله عبد إلا صنع له يعني أكرمه الله تعالى إذا نحسن
يوسف بن أصباط يوسف
صنع الله تعالى له
whomever is يعني honest with Allah سبحانه وتعالى Allah سبحانه وتعالى rewards them generously not even close to the level of that person's honesty as far as generosity
يطلب ووفقه في
meaning the more honest a person with people to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and with Allah to come closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward for that individual in this life is to do for him and make for him and ease for him and provide for him and answer his supplication and Ibn Taymiyyah says a lot of scholars in a lot of different books said the exact same thing in different ways about honesty. Sheikh Ibn Taymiyyah continues to say honesty honesty accomplishes iman complete faith and honesty here is the deed of the heart and the work of the heart and what allows and enables an individual to want and seek Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with every might of that individual. That's the type of sidq or that's the type of honesty that is meant here. Is the honesty of the heart that wants to seek Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the heart of that individual. Seek Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with all his might, all his energy directed to following Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And to serve this religion, save this faith, and spread the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is a description of the honest person as far as honesty in this position here is the honesty of the heart. And that level accomplishes iman, accomplishes faith. The second trait is ikhlas. And ikhlas is to unify the goal or unify the objective, meaning worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone, unify what he worships, does not worship money, does not worship becoming ahead in life, power, prestige, worship and worships for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala only. And that level accomplishes Islam. So the first one is صدق, which is honesty, accomplishes Iman, and Al-Ikhlas accomplishes Islam or Al-Islam. For the ones who show Islam are divided into two, a believer and a hypocrite. For the difference between a mu'min and a hypocrite is honesty. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-Hujurat, the Bedouins said, we believe. And Allah says, you have not believed yet, but say, the Bedouin said, Amanna, meaning we are among the mu'mins. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, you have not reached to the level of mu'min, but say, we are Muslims. So you are just at the beginning. You are Muslim right now, and it will take you some time to become a mu'min, which is the higher level of Islam. For Islam is first, then a higher level is a mu'min, then a higher level is a muhsin. And these are the three levels. So Al-Arab, when they came to the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam presented Islam to them, they say, we have become believers. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells them in this ayah, you have not become believers, say, we have become Muslims, or Muslims. For the difference, as we said, between a mu'min and a hypocrite is honesty.
يعمل بخلافه وما أريد أن أخالفكم إلى ما أنهاكم عنه وتأمرون الناس بالبر وتنسون أنفسكم فهذا أيضا من الصدق من لسانه
For the ayahs in the Quran are numerous in distinguishing between a mu'min and a munafiq or a hypocrite. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran says, do you advise people to be good and you forget about yourself? Don't you understand and don't you have a mind? Meaning they would not have asked people to be good when they are evil if they were honest. If they were honest, then they would have either become good and ask people to be good as well, or be evil and tell people that you're evil and tell them that you want them to be like you, or don't comment at all. But because of the lack of honesty, they are evil and they know people hate evil. So they ask people to become good, to act good to them, or to look good in their eyes. For if a person knows the truth and hides it, or on purpose negates it, then he's a liar and he's a hypocrite. If he does not know the truth and tells something and it is wrong, it is not truthful, and he did not know, that's a completely different degree and a completely different level and a completely different characteristic of a person. He can be a mu'min and not be truthful if he did not know the truth or if he thought that he knew the truth. But to know the truth and to know the truth in the heart and show what's opposite of it for the other people to see is hypocrisy.
من الصدق الايه الوفاء بالعقود مع الله تعالى والوفاء بالعقود التي مع الناس.
Also honesty leads, honesty, if somebody obligates themselves to do something good, they do it. So honesty leads, honesty leads.
فان المظهرين للاسلام ينقسمون الى مؤمن ومنافق. الذين يظهرون الاسلام ينقسمون إلى مؤمن في الباطن ومنافق في الظاهر.
For honesty leads
يعني
to charity.
يظهر الإسلام. يقول أنا مسلم.
For as Allah سبحانه وتعالى says in the Quran, that when the hypocrites said, if Allah سبحانه وتعالى provides for us and gives us wealth and make us wealthy, then we would give charity and help the poor. And Allah and His Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم knows that they are hypocrites and they are liars. For if when Allah or if Allah سبحانه وتعالى provides for them, they will keep that wealth and hide it and pretend to be poor. And continue with the Sheikh Ibn Taymiyyah saying that people who are Muslims or people who show that they are Muslims are divided into two: mu'min and a munafiq. A mu'min, a believer, and a hypocrite, munafiq. And the difference between them two is honesty. For example, even during the days of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when some people saw that it is in their best interest to act Muslims and show that they are Muslims, they would come to the masjid and even pray behind the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam 5 times a day in the masjid, when in their hearts they were kuffar, but they showed that they were Muslims for a certain benefit that they saw, whether for example not to lose their customers or to thinking that the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam or the Muslims will kill them or kick them out of the Medina.
إلى قوله تعالى إنما المؤمنون الذين آمنوا بالله ورسوله ثم لم يرتابوا وجاهدوا بأموالهم وأنفسهم في سبيل الله أولئك هم الصادقون.
Then we'll go back to the ayah.
ذكر الله سبحانه وتعالى أن بعض الأعراب
when Allah سبحانه وتعالى
دعوا الإيمان.
When some of the Bedouins say, we have become believers, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala orders them not to say that we have become believers, but say that you have become Muslims. And the scholars and interpreters and the scientists and the science of Quran say that those Bedouins were hypocrites. And other scholars said that those Bedouins were not hypocrites, but they were very weak in faith, in belief. They said we've become believers, and they were not 100% or completely believers. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continues in this ayah saying, do not say we are believers, say we are Muslims. Adding Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the ayah continuing, for the believers are the ones who believe in Allah and His Messenger. Then they had no doubt in their hearts, and they have fought in the sake of Allah with their money and wealth and with themselves in the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Those are the believers. And those are the honest ones. Those are the believers. It's those are the honest ones. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describe the believers, the true believers, with being honest. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us that the believers are the ones who believe in Allah, the ones who believe in His Messenger. Then, after they believed in Allah and His Messenger, they did not doubt, and they had no doubt. And then after the complete knowledge and the complete confidence in their iman of Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they fought for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with their wealth and with themselves for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah then describes them at the end of the ayah saying, and those are the honest ones.
حصلت منهم تضحيات عظيمة بأموالهم وبديارهم وينصرون الله ورسوله يبتغون فضلا من الله يعني طلبا لثواب الله وينصرون الله ورسوله.
تعالى also in Surah Al-Hashr spoke of the poor ones and the one who went in diaspora and traveled and left their homes for the sake of Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says for the poor ones and the ones who left who were kicked out of their homes without their money and without their wealth, those who went out seeking goodness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and seeking Allah's pleasure, those are the ones who worked and defended in the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Messenger. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continues and finishes this ayah by saying those are the honest ones. أولئك هم الصادقون.
هذا هو العهد الذي أخذه الله على الأولين والآخرين. يعني طلب الله تعالى وأمر الأولين والآخرين طلب منهم أن يكونوا من الصادقين. كما قال الله تعالى وإذ أخذ الله ميثاق النبيين لما آتيتكم من كتاب وحكمة ثم جاءكم رسول مصدق لما معكم لتؤمنن به ولتنصرنه.
As Allah also subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Ali Imran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took the oath.
قال ابن عباس رضي الله عنهما ما بعث الله نبيا إلا أخذ عليه الميثاق.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al Imran says when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took an oath from the prophets that I will give you a message to take and to guide the people to my path, and when I send a messenger who says and is identical to, and has a message identical to the message that I'm sending with you, that I'm taking your oath that you will follow him and you will tell that you believe that he will come with the same message, and when he comes you take the oath of the believers of your people, take the oath that they will believe and follow and defend.
قال وقال تعالى لقد أرسلنا رسلنا بالبينات وأنزلنا معهم الكتاب والميزان ليقوم الناس بالقسط. الله تعالى أرسل رسله بالبينات.
الله سبحانه وتعالى said in سورة الحديد
معهم الكتاب والميزان. الميزان بمعنى العدل يعني الشريعة العادلة التي يحكمها.
In Surah Al-Hadid, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, we have sent our messengers with proofs and with signs, and we've provided them with the book and with the scale of justice to show people and teach people, so people would conduct themselves in justice. And we have given people steel that we have ascended down to them from the heaven. In it is great strength and benefits for people, so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would know for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Messenger before knowledge and before knowledge. For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is mighty.
بعد حدوثه أن يعلم سبحانه وتعالى من الذين ينصرون الله وينصرون رسل الله مستعملين هذا الحديث يعني في الدفاع عن
ابن عباس said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted to know who would use the steel that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala provided mankind, for mankind cannot and will not throughout history make steel, and steel is not found in nature that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brought down on earth. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned steel specifically because of this unique status, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted to see who would use that steel in the satisfaction and the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
الصحابة الكرام يعني نشروا هذا الدين بالكتاب بالعلم والحجة
والدعوة. continues and says that Allah سبحانه وتعالى has allowed his messenger and the companions to spread this word and to spread Islam with the book and with the wisdom that Allah سبحانه وتعالى gave his messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and to support this truth and to support this book and the wisdom, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala provided the steel to mankind as a reason to distinguish between the people who would support Allah's way and the people who won't. And steel does not mean sword only, for steel is used in everything as we all know, and when everything is used for the sake of Allah, then it is used for the pleasure of Allah and to spread the word of Allah, and when it's used to hurt and when it's used in evil, then it's the opposite of what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala intended it for.
هذه ايه تستدل بهذه الايات على ان نزول الكتاب من الله سبحانه وتعالى.
And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in different places in the Quran also said that he has ascended the book down on his messenger, meaning that the book was given by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and was provided by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for in it is the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
لكن الرأي الثاني يقول يعني لعل الحديد يعني أصل الحديد عنه خلق السماء وأنزله الله تعالى من السماء كما
And scholars and scientists say that steel here is used as an example, for steel was not is not something that is made on earth. A scientist cannot make mix two items, for example, or mix two elements and create steel. Steel is made, or as the scholars or as the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam told us, that steel is made in the heavens, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made the steel and ascended it down on earth. For it is the only element on earth that man cannot make.
في قوله تعالى ليس البر أن تولوا وجوهكم قبل المشرق والمغرب ولكن البر من آمن بالله واليوم الآخر والملائكة والكتاب والنبيين. عندكم بقية الآية ولا بس إلى قوله أولئك الذين صدقوا وأولئك هم المتقون. في الآية الكريمة يعني إيه بين الصحابة أن البر ما هو البر؟ فقال ليس البر أن تولوا وجوهكم قبل
سورة البقرة
لأن الآيات في شأن يعني نسخ القبلة من بيت المقدس إلى الكعبة. الله سبحانه وتعالى يقول ليس البر أن تتوجهوا جهة الشرق أو جهة الغرب.
الله سبحانه وتعالى says it is not the utmost virtue to turn your face towards the east or the west, but the ultimate virtue is to believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and in the day of judgment, and the angels and the messages and the books and the prophets or the messengers until Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the ayah, those are the ones who were honest and those are the pious ones. So those who were honest are the ones who had all those attributes on the top of the ayah, meaning believed in Allah, believed in the day of judgment, believed in the angels, the books, the messages, the messengers. Those are the honest ones, and those are the pious ones. For as we mentioned at the beginning, that honesty is the source and the basis of faith, and its opposite is lying and hypocrisy. On the other hand, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-Baqarah labeled the hypocrites as liars and attributed lies to them. And said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, in their heart is disease, and that disease is hypocrisy, the scholars said, in their heart is disease. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increased that disease in their heart, and to them is painful torment. Painful torment for their lies. Also, in a different ayah, in different surah, in Surah Al-Munafiqun, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, the translation, of course, if the hypocrites came to you, meaning the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if the hypocrites came to you, said, we testify that you are a Messenger of Allah. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and Allah knows that you are a messenger of Him. And Allah testifies that the hypocrites are liars.
نشهد انك لرسول الله يقول النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. فهذا الكلام في حق يعني مطابق للواقع او غير مطابق، يعني هو محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم هو رسول الله حقا او لا؟ هو رسول الله يعني. فالكلام نفسه يعني من جهه صدق الحديث انه اخبر عن شيء ان الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم رسول الله.
So the hypocrites came to the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the mosque and said to him, we testify that you are the Messenger of Allah. And it is a known truth that Muhammad is a Messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Did not need their testimony and their oath. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala followed in the ayah, Allah knows that you are His Messenger, meaning that Allah does not need them to testify that He is, that you are His Messenger. And the Messenger implies in this ayah that they know that the hypocrites know that the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam does not believe them. That's why they use the word testify. That they swear and take an oath that you are the Messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Also in Surah At-Tawbah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and Allah added hypocrisy to their hypocrisy, or increased hypocrisy on top of their hypocrisy in their hearts, to the day that they meet Him, meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because and for the reason that they have promised and broke their promise to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and for the reason of their lies.
الصدق والتصديق يكون في الأقوال والأعمال.
And the Sheikh Ibn Taymiyyah continues in saying that honesty and believing is in words and deeds, in what is said and what is done. As the Messenger said in the authentic hadith, the Messenger said, it has been ordained on the son of Adam his share of zina. And zina, as we all know, is to be with a woman that is not your wife. So the Messenger said, it has been ordained to the son of Adam to commit zina or to have his share of zina, for he will reach what was destined on him. No matter what, his eyes will commit zina, and the zina of his eyes are looking at what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has deemed haram. And the ears commit zina, and the zina of the ears is listening and hearing, and the hands commit zina, and the zina of the hands is attacking unjustly, and the legs commit zina, and their zina is walking, and the heart wishes and fantasizes.
ويقال حملوا على العدو حملة صادقة إذا كانت إرادتهم للقتال ثابتة جازمة. فأيضا هنا من معاني الصدق. الإسلام يشرح يعني معاني الصدق واستعمالات الصدق.
Here, as you notice that Ibn Taymiyyah is explaining the meaning of sidq, explaining the meaning of honesty and truthfulness. Using all these ayahs and all those hadiths that we have explained.
الإقدام على ما هو يريد الإقدام عليه هذا يتنافى مع الصدق. من الصدق من الثاني إذا أقدم على شيء من الخلق أن تكون إرادته جازمة وعزيمته قوية وأن يقدم عليه من غير تردد ولا تردد. ويقال فلان صادق الحب والمودة يعني لا يتظاهر بالحب وهو
And it is said that a person truly is in love and truly is or honestly is in love or honestly is close and so on and so forth. So what is described as honest and honesty and honestly and truth and truthfully, what is meant in that is the wish and the will and the intent of that individual. For all of these are attributed to the heart and are intended in the heart and they are planned in the heart.
وكذلك بقية أعمال القلوب يعني من ادعى أنه متوكل على الله أو أنه يخاف الله أو كذا أيضا لابد أن يكون صادقا في هذا.
For example, when somebody says that they are truly dependent and reliant on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in everything in their life, what he's saying can only be honest if he honestly believes that in his heart, meaning if he truly believes it in his heart, then it will reflect in his deed. Meaning, for example, somebody says that I believe that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who provides for me and is the one who gives me. But when somebody claims that and loses money, for example, and loses his mind for losing the money and goes crazy and goes evil and vicious, then how can you believe what he said if he says that he relies on Allah and believes that he is destined to get what he is going to get, no more, no less. And when he gets less than he anticipates, loses his mind, then you cannot tell. That is a signal enough to tell you that he, that, that individual is not honest in his reliance on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
يعني عنده إرادة صادقة وطلب طلبه لله تعالى وإرادته وجه الله وصادق في هذا، وهو الصادق في عمله، يبقى إيه؟ صدق الإرادة صدق العمل، لأن عمله يطابق إيه؟
So Ibn Taymiyyah says that
the
one who is honest is the one who is honest in his will and intent, and the one who is honest in his objective and what he demands and desires, and he is the one who is honest in his deeds and in what he does.
قال تعالى إن المنافقين يخادعون الله وهو خادع وإذا قاموا إلى الصلاة قاموا كسالى يراءون الناس ولا يذكرون الله إلا قليلا. بعد ذلك ينتقل إلى الكلام عن الإخلاص نجعله بعد
صلاة المغرب إن شاء الله أتل صلاة المغرب
هنا. سبحانك اللهم ربنا وبحمدك نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت.